Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We'll actually have Jake Eisenberg join us now. A little bit earlier, we're going to have him join us in 15 minutes anyway. Jake Eisenberg, one of the voices of the Royals. You hear him here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for the Royals, and we are in the home stretch of the season. Jake, it's good to have you on the show again, man. Good morning.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me a little bit earlier. I was just so excited to talk to you that I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait another 15 minutes.
It was going
to
be too much.
It's been a great season. Yeah.
I hear you, man. Look, when you think about where we're at now, it's September 17th. We know we're just a couple weeks away from the postseason beginning, and it's looking like we're going to have postseason baseball again here in Kansas City. Back up to when we had you on, I don't know, in April or in May as well, and to think about you know, where this team has progressed and had held steady, I guess, as well. Have you had a chance, even as a broadcaster, I guess, to kind of sit back and think about what seems like a very long season, right? But it's also been an unbelievable ride.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll share something that Q said yesterday when we were talking to him before the game. He said baseball, from a calendar perspective, can be a funny game. That the days can be long, but the weeks and months fly by. And that is kind of what happens during a baseball season, especially one that's been as fun as this. I do remember talking to you guys back in whatever it was, May, June, and saying, like, hey, you might want to prepare yourselves for this. Like, this is a Royals team that, you know, yes, they've gotten off to a good start, but this is no fluke. This is a real thing that is happening. And, you know, the magic number, yes, is still 8 after yesterday's loss, but we're talking about a magic number on September 17th, you know?
When you look at what this team's going to have to do in order to stay in this spot, should their focus be on catching Baltimore? I know the division was a long thought discussion of this, but we can all do simple math. In order for the Royals to catch up on 5 games, I mean, they'd have to win 9 of their last 11, and you'd be asking the Guardians to almost do the inverse of that. But 2.5 games back for a chance at 2 to 3 playoff games, should we be scoreboard watching the Orioles instead?
I think you should be scoreboard watching anybody that you want to be scoreboard watching. I mean, I think from the Royals' perspective, and you talk to Q, JJ, any of the guys, you know, they're going to control what they can control. You know, 8 wins, they're in the playoffs. Doesn't matter what anybody else does. But there's no denying the fact that the Royals have been one of the best teams in baseball at home this season. And so, of course, if you can get a home playoff series in the wild card round or home field advantage in the division series, you want to go for that. And this team has said from the beginning of the year that the goal is to win the division at the start. The goal is obviously the World Series, but one of the paths to that is winning the division. Now, you're in a place where you don't control your own destiny, and that's okay. Look, the Royals won the season series with the Guardians, and at one point were tied with them in the standings, but, you know, right now, 5 games back with 11 games to play, yeah, the math doesn't always math there. It's going to take, you know, the Guardians falling off. You look at the upcoming schedules, yeah, the Royals' schedule is a little bit favorable, but you still got to play the teams that are in front of you, and right now it's about holding off a Tigers team that is surging right now and trying to steal a spot from the Twins who've been fading.
What do you make about what the Tigers, like, this might be just a simple case of the Tigers too little too late, but do you think that they're one of the most competitive teams in the American League? Do you fear them if they were to make the playoffs? Let's say they make it in the twin spot. Do you fear them more than the Twins, more than some of those other teams they might see come October?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I mean, the Tigers pitching has been the best in baseball for the last month and a half now. The offense has struggled over the course of the entire season, but you score enough runs and you have good pitching, good things happen. We've seen that with the Royals at times this year, too. I think the Twins from the start of the season were the most complete team, but the big question is, do they have Byron Buxton? Do they have Carlos Correa? Do they have Royce Lewis fully healthy? I think that's a pretty deep lineup, and they, you know, when you got Pablo Lopez on the mound, your chances are certainly good. I don't know that I'd fear one more than the other, but as we've seen when it comes to October, it's not always the team that's been the best throughout the season. It's the team that's hottest right now. You know, that was the case with the Diamondbacks and the Rangers. So, I mean, fear who you want to fear. I think at the same time, you play your brand of baseball. You play the way you've been playing all season long, and you shouldn't really have to fear anybody, right?
We're talking to Jake Eisenberg, Royals play-by-play broadcaster. You hear him right here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for the Royals, and they'll be in action again tonight out at Kauffman Stadium. We know they haven't clinched anything yet, although we all feel very good about where things are trending. With that said, how do you think they could play out the rotation down the stretch? Something Cody and I have brought up is, all right, if you're in a 3-game series and you want to line up, of course, Reagans and Lugo and Waka, presumably, to pitch, and the way the rotation would set up right now, it looks like that would not be how it lines up if they just played it out. Do you think we'll see a shuffling of the rotation once they actually clinch something?
Well, the Royals do have 2 off days between now and the end of the season. There's one on Thursday, there's one on Monday. And I was talking to JJ yesterday, and right now Lugo and Reagans are lined up for the final 2 games of the season. And, you know, the conversation that we're having about, you know, the Royals pushing for home playoff games, trying to catch the Orioles, potentially trying to catch the Guardians. If the Royals are in a position where they can catch one or both of those teams, they're going to. And if Reagans and Lugo start those final 2 games of the regular season, well, then with an off day before the wild card round, who knows, you know, kind of what it might look like. I think that it's still in a bit of a wait-and-see approach. I mean, I think the ideal scenario is the Royals clinch a first-round bye and don't have to worry about it for a week. So I think, yeah, it's kind of wait-and-see. But I know for right now, at least, assuming no rainouts or anything else that's weird, Reagans and Lugo are lined up for the final 2 days of the regular season.
Is last night, so like, look, one game in 162, I always just try to kind of erase that. But my fear is, Jake, is that we'll get into a postseason situation and I'll relive the problems that when they do lose, it seems to be similar. It seems to come out of the bullpen and a starting pitching when, you know, they don't have their best stuff. Lugo's been great all year, but Lugo struggles a little bit. They got to go to the pen in the 5th or the 6th inning. That almost always spells a loss for the Royals. Is there a fear around, I guess, for Q that they got to avoid the bullpen as much as possible, where against the Yankees, we saw them use Urseg for 2 innings or Bubich for 1.5 innings, trying to find a way to like create the guys they trust the most?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there's a fear of the bullpen. I think there are a lot of teams that would tell you that, you know, I mean, Denny says it all the time, right? That the more often you open that door, you don't know if you're going to get a guy who just doesn't have it that night. We kind of saw that play out yesterday for both teams. I'll say this, you know, in support of the bullpen, there have been games this year, you know, remember that doubleheader against the Guardians in that series where, you know, the Royals got short starts from Reagans and Marsh and Lorenzen leaving with injury, and the bullpen was flawless, basically, in taking 3 out of 4 that week. So there have been times where the bullpen has stepped up. There have also been times where the bullpen has kind of let the Royals down a little bit. I think that's just the regular ebbs and flows of a baseball season.
When you look at I want you to make your pitch, because obviously anybody outside of Kansas City disagrees with me, except for, I think, maybe a small handful of people. I understand what the odds say, that Aaron Judge is going to win the MVP. Why do you think it should be Bobby Witt Jr. instead?
Bobby Witt Jr. does every single part of a baseball game at an exceptionally high level every single day. He plays shortstop every single day, except for the one day that he was the DH. He is one of the fastest runners in the game. He's playing gold glove defense. He's one of the most complete hitters in the game. He's got 32 home runs, 108 RBIs. Those are just counting stats. He might win a batting title. And I know that Aaron Judge's case, in large part, kind of hinges on a historic season. He's approaching 60 home runs. He's got an outside shot at the Triple Crown. Bobby Witt Jr.'s had a historic season, too. It's just the ninth Royal ever to have 200 hits in a single season. He could lead the league in average hits and runs. That's only happened five times in baseball history since 1900, and the other five guys are all Hall of Famers. You know, he could be the first shortstop ever to have back-to-back 30-30 seasons. So history is on Bobby Witt Jr.'s side, too. And you just look at the positional value also. I mean, for a 24-year-old shortstop, he's doing things that have never been seen before in the game of baseball. He's the most complete all-around player in the game. I think if you were starting a team now, you would take Bobby Witt Jr. and you wouldn't bat an eye. I think if you took Bobby Witt Jr. off the Royals, I think the Royals would be far worse off than if you took Aaron Judge off the Yankees. So I guess that's the elevator pitch for Bobby Witt Jr.
I like it. No, I mean, I can't disagree with anything you said, and I think it'll be really interesting to see, Jake, what the actual final vote count is, even if Bobby doesn't win. Just how close is this thing going to be? One thing we know is it's not going to be unanimous like it was, I guess, for Ohtani last year. I would imagine this thing's going to be a lot closer than people nationally believe when the results come out.
Yeah, and I would say, rightly or wrongly, I think the Royals winning the division and the Yankees not winning their division, I think that's something that could move the needle
100%.
When it comes to voters that might be on the fence.
Totally with you. Jake, appreciate you moving up a little bit with us here on the show, and we'll be listening coming up this week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.